Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we conclude our conversation with Chuck Galizi with Helping Hands Knoxville about the organization's efforts during the holiday season.
The smallest things can make the biggest differences in people's lives too, right?
It can. That's what I'm saying about somebody coming in here and picking up for something for somebody else. The person maybe don't know. You like to send your kids to school looking nice. And we get a lot of nice clothes because people just outgrow them. You know, the little kids outgrow them. That's one of the things that we really try to look for, ask for is kids that are in kindergarten up through fourth or fifth grade. And then your neighbor comes over and says, oh, you found something special for Johnny or Susie or something. And that's just excitement. And you can't buy that. That's something that's just generated out of places like this.
Well, if someone's listening to this interview that's never made a donation here before, what would be your pitch for folks to, you know, be able to help out if they're able to?
Well, I just want you just to sit back and you know, think about it a little bit. Right now, our need is the turkeys, the centerpiece for Thanksgiving. And you can go buy it or you can bring it in. Then we go down to just looking in your closets, finding things that you just really are not going to need anymore. And we all have them. I have them in my house. And try to bring those because we're going to have a lot of business here in the next couple, 3 weeks. Any canned goods that you had that you would like to share. Maybe some of it's outdated. If you go to stilltasty.com, that date on there doesn't mean anything. We'll set them out on the table so people can take them at will. Paper products. If you've got an extra roll of toilet paper, you know, bring it in. Maybe somebody else can use it. And that the old saying is, if you have two coats, maybe one belongs to somebody else. Though we're getting into winter. This is right now. And people are starting to look for hoodies like crazy and jackets and things like that. You know, so those type things. We would just like for you to participate in our store.
All right, and of course, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, what are the dates and times for folks to come in and donate then?
Okay, well, they can donate any Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from here to then. That's when the store's open, from 9 to 3. We're going to give the Thanksgiving give out on a Monday, the 22nd, for that, and we'll call. Now, the Methodist Church has come in and taken quite a few names, so there'll be some different places for people who have to go and, you know, and pick their product up. We're not the only stop, and St. Anthony's will have some, and the Methodists and us, that's all we know of. But here it is. Come in and get one of these lists. It has their name and address on it. You go pick out their dinner for them. You get them a turkey. You get them some potatoes and something like that. You take it to their house. Now listen, something might happen. Somebody might say, is that all I get? Or somebody might cry. That's human nature, and that's the way this world is. But give it a chance. If you really, your kids are getting up there, you really want to do something special, come in and pick up a sheet. We're just kind of the clearinghouse for this stuff. You know, we're the place where people can go and give their things, and we can try to find a home for them.
Anything else that you want to touch on before we wrap up here today as we approach the holiday season?
Well, I tell you, we just have to be thankful for the people that work here. You know, because I can't do it. I tell you, Kathy Miller and Tammy Cooley and the team here, they come every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. They get no money whatsoever, and they're always cheerful, and the stores run. Nobody makes any money here. It's everything, anything that comes in the back door, it goes out the front door, it's free, it's given away. Sometimes we get dumped on. I see last night somebody brought a couch. Now, we just went to the dump on Tuesday, and we'll do that. I mean, that's part of our service. If people, you know, are moving out of an apartment, you know, try to figure out someplace else to keep it from here. But our volunteers are the backbone of this operation. And if anybody would decide they want to be a part of this team, I guarantee you what, within a half hour, you'll feel the special moment of the Holy Spirit.
Thanks to Chuck Galizi with Helping Hands Knoxville for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.